If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says, what might she say?
She would say, here's your clothes, you dress yourself, put your clothes on.
If I ask you if you think President Ford is going to get elected this time, you might say no, but regarding
I'd say no, I don't think he'd get elected, but some of the people might think he'd get elected.
Okay.
But I think his opponents will beat him in this case. At least I hope you do.
Part of that is, if you were trying to tell somebody where something, you know, was in the house, you might say, here are the dishes, and you wanted to let them know that something else was another place, so you might say, here are such and such, and on the other side of the room, maybe.
Or would there be the food?
Right.
Yeah.
What about if you were trying to tell somebody where something was, okay, you might say, over here is such and such, but over
there is something else that you want.
All right. If you meet say a stranger on the street, maybe a child or something that doesn't know you, and you want to make friends with him, you might try to reassure him and tell him that you're not going to hurt him by saying, don't cry.
That's right. Don't cry. Don't cry. You're a cute little fellow. Kind of build him up.
Yeah, or if you were trying to tell him that, say you went to the dentist, he might say to you, don't be afraid,
it won't hurt you.
If he's speaking of himself.
All I'd say is, I'm not afraid of the dentist hurting me by pulling my tooth.
Okay. Or you might say to a little boy, send your dog over here. I'm
not going to hurt him.
Now, if you're having an argument with someone and you're going to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Do you think I'm right?
All right. What if you said, if you were really trying to tell him you were right, I mean, you'd say, well, I'm right.
I said, I'm right. I said, well, at least I believe I'm right. What do you think? Do you think I'm right?
Okay. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We going anyway.
That's right. We're friends. I'm going to go kill them. I'm going over in town anyway, so it won't cost no more to carry you on to.
All right. If you're talking about the old days, when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Were the good old days."
The good old days. Well, I don't think I think that's just a word that people use nowadays.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I just think that's the today's word most people use, because today's and now is better than the word back then. I mean, they're talking about the good old days. There wasn't no such thing as good old days back in them days, who I don't know about.
But a lot of people use that expression, don't they?
Yeah, they just use it to, for a byword, I believe, because most people who say that know today is a better day than they were back in them days.